You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It is breaking news on KSL. We've been waiting for almost a week now, I think, for a judge to rule in that hush money case with former President Donald Trump, whether he was in contempt of court and violated a gag order. We now know.
The judge did fine him $9,000. He is held in contempt. The judge cited 10 public statements that he said posed a threat to the trial. And it looks like the judge also gave a further warning by saying that if the former president continues to violate the gag order, that he would be willing to jail the former president. So we'll continue to follow that.
And he's also asked Donald Trump to take down those posts off of Truth Social. So we'll follow it. It's continuing to roll out here almost minute by minute. In other news, the college campus protest over the Israeli-Hamas war has now reached Utah.
Last night, police cleared a group of protesters from the University of Utah, and things got tense at times. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, well, I'm sitting here at President's Circle this morning, and unless you were here last night, you wouldn't even know if anything even happened last night. It looks completely normal. Gardeners out mowing the lawn, students walking up to class right now. But this was a large group of protesters that rallied, many of them setting up tents. Now, the school issued a formal warning for the group to disperse last night around 9:20. Many, though, did not leave. Police eventually, hours later, in riot gear, were given the green light to clear them out. That's from some video. You can hear police actually moving that protest across the street right by the FedEx office that I'm looking at right now. We know that 17 total people were arrested. This comes after police say some of those protesters, they say, were throwing things at officers. They also said that some had makeshift weapons. One officer sustained a minor injury. Otherwise, the campus clear, and the school says campus is now open, running again normal this morning. Live at the University of Utah, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
As the campus protest was cleared out, it generated some strong reactions. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage. Peter?
Yeah, Tim, the Department of Public Safety, the University of Utah, and the Salt Lake City Police Department all echoed each other in their statements, saying free speech is protected, but encampments on campus grounds are not.
If your tents are not taken down, they will be removed by law enforcement.
The student group behind the protests gathered outside a jail to support their 17 fellow protesters who were arrested.
It's 1 a.m. We have a bunch of people out here supporting. So the movement is still strong. We're not deterred. We're going to come back, and we're going to come back even stronger.
Governor Spencer Cox says on X, protesters will be protected while those violating the law would be arrested. Reporting live from Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
At this point, the protests at the University of Utah don't appear to be impacting any of the upcoming commencement ceremonies, which take place Thursday, and final exams are still scheduled to continue. Be sure to stay tuned to KSL News Radio for the very latest.
Now our top national story this hour, and again, it is those protests as protesters at Columbia University in Manhattan ignored another warning from the school to leave campus overnight. Then they broke into a campus building and are still inside right now. Student Jessica Schwalb was watching as it all happened.
The people who were already inside Hamilton Hall decided to smash the windows and then put bike locks like around each door handle, and they also zip-tied the door handles.
The protesters are demanding the school divest of any groups that have ties to Israel.
New details have emerged in the Chad Daybell trial. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is following the updates in Boise.
Family members of Tammy Daybell took the stand. A cousin of Tammy and the cousin's daughter both talked about being surprised by Chad's reaction to her death at a viewing and a funeral. Chad sat with his hands crossed, staring them both down. But he was much more relaxed during earlier testimony from an FBI agent who walked through phone records and cell phone data showing where Chad, Lori Vallow Daybell, and her brother, Alex Cox, were on the days after the two children were both seen alive.
The trial is taking a pause today and will be back in court tomorrow.
We're also learning new details this morning about a man accused of multiple hit and runs against women along the Wasatch Front. KSL News Radio's Emma Keddington updates the story for us.
At the end of March, Anfam was charged with 6 counts of attempted murder for targeting female pedestrians with his car. As a part of the investigation, Salt Lake City Police enacted a search of the car, and new information shows they found 7 different cell phones stashed throughout the car. 2 were located in plain sight, and the other 5 were not.
Police say they are searching those cell phones for additional evidence involving the hit-and-run cases.
First look traffic. How's that problem down south, Andy?
Right now, Amanda, we've still got the crash at 33rd South. It's got the 3 right lanes blocked, traffic backed up all the way to 215. And we still have delays from Lehigh over Point of the Mountain and up into Draper. We got a crash in Centerville that's been backing traffic on South 15, starting up near Lagoon and Farmington. And roadwork's been affecting the drive from Ogden to Riverdale all morning, still is right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Renting has become cheaper than buying in homes in cities all around the country, including right here in Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit begins our live team coverage, Priced Out. Michael?
Tim, the state capital ranks as one of the 5 cities with a significant gap between buying and renting. But what we're seeing here is happening across the entire United States. A new Bankrate report says the typical monthly cost of owning is at least 50% more expensive than renting. Still, CNBC shares not all cities are getting hit as hard.
Cities with the smallest gap, but still cheaper to rent, include Detroit, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Cleveland, St. Louis, and Tampa.
Back in Salt Lake City, our cost gap between renting and owning is sitting at 89%. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Younger generations are skipping college, opting for trades instead.
New technology, rising pay, and an almost guaranteed job is leading Gen Z to trade schools. It also comes at a time when students are questioning if college is even worth it. Student debt just keeps growing. And a study from Burning Glass Institute and Strata Education Foundation found that roughly half of college students end up in jobs where a bachelor's degree isn't needed. So in turn, more students are choosing to learn about construction, carpentry, mechanic work, plumbing, and welding. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
We still have big delays northbound I-15 from Lehigh to Sandy and from Midvale to South Salt Lake. We had some earlier crashes there. We'll get the latest on your drive next.
Reliability, steadiness, trusted voices.
I'll listen to KSL in the morning. I use it to find my weather, to find my traffic.
When you ask me what news is, I think of KSL first.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Let's face it, nothing makes you look older than you really are than thinning hair. But what if you could not only increase your hair count, but promote new hair growth without surgery, without drugs with potential side effects, and without a prescription from your doctor? Well, now you can, thanks to a breakthrough new supplement called Hair Grow, provided by New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Europe. Hair Grow is now available in the U.S. Only Hair Grow contains Tokogaya, a powerful antioxidant that has received a U.S. patent. Multiple clinical studies show Hair Grow is safe and effective in promoting new hair growth. In one study, 95% of the patients using Hair Grow saw increased hair count. Don't lose more time and more hair. Try Hair Grow today to feel and look your best. Just go to newnordicusa.com or visit Walgreens or Amazon to purchase. Look younger and feel more confident with Hair Grow by New Nordic at newnordicusa.com.
Join Mike Stevens of Capital Wealth Advisors for Retire Right Radio, Saturdays at 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. That's Retire Right Radio with Mike Stevens, Saturdays at 5 a.m. and 9 p.m.
Ah, the life of a small business owner. Keeping the lights on, calling all the shots, and then there's workplace accidents. 500-degree ovens, rusty nails. Danger lurks around every corner. Workplace accidents can happen, but there is an easy way to keep your employees covered. Talk to your agent about workers' comp coverage from PIE or go to PIEinsurance.com and get a quote. Safety first, then PIE Insurance. Individual rates, offerings, and savings may vary. Subject to policy terms and conditions. Not available in all states and situations.
KSL News Time now is 8:09. Let's get right to traffic and weather together because of the messes that have now caused emergency traffic. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Andy?
It's going to take you a while to get from Lehigh to downtown because of delays from SR 92 all the way to 114th South. That was from an earlier bit of debris. Now crews are working on a crash. They have opened up one of the middle lanes of the freeway. Actually, now we only have one right lane blocked instead of 3 at 33rd South, but traffic is at a crawl from 7200 South up to 33rd South. So Alternate routes if you live in the Salt Lake Valley. Don't go over to the freeway. Think about different routes you can take. Heather?
Traffic also crawling along southbound 15 from Ogden to Roy due to construction. Then we've got a crash just before you get to Parrish Lane in Centerville. It had been over on the left side of the freeway. All the lanes were stopped to get it moved over to the right shoulder. And that has traffic backed up to the State Street area, US 89 in Farmington. After that, you're mostly at speed into downtown. Eric?
Got some pretty significant slowdown spots in Utah County, too, other than what Andy mentioned on I-15. Mountain View Corridor from SR 73 up to Redwood Road up to that same intersection. That's at 2100 North. All of that is slow. Getting over to the freeway, Lehigh's Main Street and Pioneer Crossing, that's slow. And you got a touch of brake tapping northbound 15 further south than the main slowdown. So this is going between Orem and the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit. The Salt Lake Home Expo of this weekend at the Mountain America Expo Center. Meet with local contractors, save time and money on the home projects. Free admission and parking. See you there. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
On the cool side, but more sunshine today with a high of 61 degrees. Overnight, 42, and there is a cold front that moves through northern Utah in the overnight hours. That'll lead to partly cloudy skies tomorrow with a chance for showers along the Idaho border. Most locations looking at highs in the mid-50s tomorrow afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny skies downtown this hour, 45 degrees.
We're going to talk more about the students who were arrested on campus at the University of Utah last night during a protest, a pro-Palestinian protest. We'll talk about that with Debbie Dujanovic just ahead on KSL.
Stay with us and remember to always look for us streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. Well, if you love live production, and especially if you're a country music fan, you need to go see May We All. Now, you may not know, but that is the title of a song that was put out, big hit, by Florida Georgia Line.
Right, yeah.
And the whole thing is written around current country hits and even a couple of the oldies that really make this story fun as it plays out.
Well, life on the farm's kind of laid back. Oh, I walked out of there with the music stuck in my head. Beautiful music. And I also, the story, it's about a small town. And I come from a small town. I mean, I just looked up. The population of my small town in Berwick, Pennsylvania is 10,000.
Oh, wow.
And it's about a small town in Tennessee. But this girl wants to go to Nashville and make it big.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I won't tell you any more because it's worth seeing. It's a great story and the music is fantastic.
And the dilemmas of those small towns and how to move yourself forward.
How do you stay alive, yeah.
When big corporations are buying up all of mom and dad's places, and it really
it's
is great the way it plays out.
Yeah.
And the singing is exceptional. If you get a chance to go see it, do it. Soon, the Time Machine is also going to be on the Jewelbox stage, so a couple of different ideas for you to go have a great night out.
Right. You can get tickets right now at hct.org or call 984-9000.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
As a roofer, spring means the start of my busy season. Which means I've got to get organized with help from Beacon. I can save time with Beacon Pro Plus and 24/7 access to live pricing, delivery tracking, order history, and more. Plus, this spring, I can earn $1,000 and the chance to win a $25,000 backyard renovation just by buying my CertainTeed shingles online with Beacon. No purchase necessary. Now that's what I call a spring cleanup. Visit BECN.com for official rules and to start earning entries.
Can we talk about something difficult to discuss? Are you going through a difficult financial time? You have equity in your home, but nobody can help. I'm Jason Erskine with American Home Loans, and we have created the Bridge Loan Program to use your equity regardless of your credit at this time. The Bridge Loan can be used to pay debts, collections, IRS liens, divorce settlement, or just simply improve your property. Give us a call at 801-262-2221. This loan creates a bridge between now and a much brighter future. During COVID, one of our clients had over $85,000 on credit cards. Their scores were too low to borrow on their home. We were able to save them $2,000 a month, and after 8 months, they qualified for a conventional loan and improved their situation. Look, the consultation is free. please let us see what we can do for you. Call 801-262-2221. That's 801-262-2221. Or go to AmericanHomeLoans.com. That's AmericanHomeLoans.com.
NMLS 245422, Equal Housing Lender.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
police have cleared a large group of protesters from the University of Utah campus. More than a dozen were arrested. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Utah's new law that requires incoming kindergartners to be potty trained goes into effect this week.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
We got big slowdowns northbound from Midvale on I-15 up to a crash just past 3300 South, further slowing from Utah County into Salt Lake County on I-15 as well. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly sunny skies today with temperatures running a solid 5 to 7 cooler than yesterday. I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, our temperature downtown 43 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
Time for a look now at our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Entering court at his criminal trial today, former President Donald Trump continued to criticize the judge, Juan Merchan.
We're here. This is a hoax. This is a judge who's conflicted. Badly, badly, badly conflicted. I've never seen a judge so conflicted.
Inside the court, the judge held Trump in contempt, ruling he repeatedly violated a gag order. He's been fined $9,000. Today, the testimony from Michael Cohen's former banker. Prosecutors say it establishes a paper trail for payments made to adult actress Stormy Daniels. Trump is juggling the trial with his campaign for the White House, and ABC's Derek Dennis says he weighed in on a key issue in a new interview.
In an extensive interview with Time magazine, the former president said he'd leave it up to the states to decide whether or not they want to monitor women's pregnancies to see if they get abortions and then get prosecuted now that legal bans are on the books. Trump added it's irrelevant whether he's comfortable with what the states decide. The former president has previously said it's a states' rights issue when asked if doctors should be punished for performing abortions.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrators intensified their protests on some college campuses, including Columbia University in New York. They occupied a building overnight, hours after the school began suspending students who did not clear an encampment. In North Carolina, mourning the shooting death of four uniformed law enforcement.
Authorities say a U.S. Marshals task force was serving a warrant at a home in Charlotte when the suspect fired at the officers. Neighbors described the mayhem.
They used one of our bedrooms to set up a U.S. Marshal sniper in.
After police shot and killed the wanted suspect in the front yard, investigators say a second person then fired on the officers from inside the home, where a high-powered rifle was found.
Two people in the home were taken into custody and questioned. You're listening to ABC News.
Debbie's here. I'm curious if you've learned anything new about these arrests last night.
Well, we're certainly looking into it, Tim. Just looking at the video of police in riot gear and what I saw were protesters being dragged by police, I think this is a horrible look for the state of Utah. It is a horrible look nationally for the University of Utah. And they've called in five police departments. They're lined up in riot gear. They move in unless these protesters would remove the tents that they had set up because of, you know, camping laws. And let's listen to some of that. I know we've been hearing some of that this morning, Amanda, and you've got it over there. If you don't mind playing that audio.
Back, media. Media, 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 back, media, up, back up.
I need to get my head wrapped around why such force was used last night up at the University of Utah to remove these protesters there for a Palestinian protest. It does feel as though law enforcement and public officials pick and choose who can protest where. If you remember back in maybe 10 years ago, Occupy Salt Lake City, they were camping and protesting social and economic inequality for months. And they were allowed to stay in camp. We have encampments of homeless all over the city that, you know, we see on the streets in plain view that we don't bring police and riot gear to remove. So we're going to be seeking some explanations today on the David Dujanovic Show from the University of Utah, and also taking you there live to see what's going on there this morning as well.
All right, Deb, thanks. As always, Dave and Dujanovic coming up this morning starting at 9 o'clock. This portion of Utah's Morning News is brought to you by Revere Health.
819, traffic and weather together. It's emergency traffic brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, the crash right lane blocked 3300 South and I-15 has traffic at a halt all the way back into Midvale past 7200 South. We've still got Lehigh delays over Point of the Mount, but that's at least moving, even though slowly. When you hit Midvale, you're hardly moving at all. HOV lane, if you're eligible, will be the fastest way without having to get off the freeway and find an alternate route. Heather?
And we still have traffic at a crawl, southbound 15 from Ogden, 31st Street, all the way into Roy. A lot of that is construction. And an earlier crash, southbound 15, just before Parrish Lane and Centerville has been cleared, but you still have residual delays backed up to the State Street exit. That's US 89 in Farmington. We're also starting to see slowdowns on the west side belt. This is heading south, trying to merge onto I-80, heading west toward the airport. Eric?
201 slowdowns eastbound to in West Valley City now. From 5600 West over to Bangor Highway, and then another patch from the West Belt over to 900 West. A little bit of slowdowns on Foothill Drive heading north as you come off of I-80 or the 215 East Belt, but not terrible. Getting over to the University of Utah, you do have more slowdowns over on 500 South going up the hill towards Rice-Eccles Stadium. Use Superior Water and Air for all your HVAC and plumbing needs. Call 974-9090 or visit superiorwaterandair.com. Superior Water and Air. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast reveals a high of only 61 today. Mostly sunny skies. That's just a touch below the normal. Tomorrow, 54, partly cloudy. Chance for showers along the Idaho border and a little bit breezy. 59, mostly cloudy with a p.m. shower on Thursday. Friday, showers possible, 61. We then go partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies. Saturday, Sunday, highs in the 70s. Then another chance for showers on Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It is a beautiful sunny morning out there, 45 degrees, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Been a little bumpy in early trading on the markets. We'll check money news just ahead on KSL.
This hour of Utah's Morning News is brought to you by our friends at Cypress Credit Union, and it is that time, Amanda Dixon, where we get to announce our teacher winner this month.
And she is Debbie Stevens from Riverdale Elementary. Hello, Debbie.
Hi.
What grade
do
you teach?
Great to be here.
Oh, it's good to have you
with us. I teach fourth grade at Riverdale Elementary.
Well, bless you. The nominating letter talked about your Western-themed classroom, and it piqued our interest into how you came up with that, and explain what it is exactly.
Well, in fourth grade, we study about Utah, so I thought that was just a natural theme, and the kids love it. It's lots of fun. We have a sheriff of the week and a deputy, and everyone's a howdy helper, and it's just lots of fun.
And every year, the woman who wrote to us said that you plan these fun road runner races for the whole school. What are those?
Well, they are an end of the year activity that's just huge. And it's so fun. I used to teach in California and we did what were called wacky races. And then when we moved back to Utah, I kind of transition those into roadrunner races, and they are big relay races, and every class is a team, and we have 10 to 12 different events, and it's just a really fun activity outside. We stripe lines and we have fun music, and the kids all get to compete in these kind of wacky relays.
I'm sure you gauge your success and get your comfort from the success of your children and the love that they return to you. But we've got a little love for you this morning. Did anybody tell you you're winning some nice prizes?
Well, yes, and thank you very much. That's,
tell her what we're giving her,
that's
too.
Such a bonus. Thank you.
Yeah, Cypress Credit Union has a $500 Visa gift card for you. We're going to throw in $250 gift card to Harmon's and season tickets to Hell Center Theater.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Debbie, we just thank you because we should let you get back to your class because I'm sure your fourth graders, and I hope your fourth graders know how special they have it to have you in their class, Debbie. So thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, and thank you for doing this for educators. We appreciate it.
Yeah, give a big howdy to your classroom this morning. We appreciate you. And for those of you that would like to nominate a teacher who's made a difference in your life or your child's life, just go to kslnewsradio.com/teacher.
A partner is someone you can rely on, someone who has your best interest in mind. A partner is there for you during the good and the bad. They listen, understand, and care. Revere Health is dedicated to providing care for your generation and the next. Revere Health, your partner in health, your partner for life.
Dave and Dujanovic.
The pro-Palestinian protests that you've been seeing happen across the country, happening here on Utah campuses. I'm looking at video right now out of the University of Utah that has police in riot gear hauling off and arresting students.
He's breathing.
Yeah, says who, you?
The latest, today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Generic food brands seem to be in. Walmart is launching its biggest store label food brand in 20 years. It's an attempt to appeal to younger customers who are not brand loyal and want chef-inspired foods that are priced more affordably. By this fall, it's called Better Goods, and they'll have 300 products in stores.
Microsoft will invest $1.7 billion over the next 4 years in new cloud and AI infrastructure in Indonesia. It's the single largest investment in Microsoft's 29-year history in the country. The company sees Southeast Asia as a growing market and potential location for more AI product development.
A growing number of cities are passing tax increases to expand access to childcare after people saw the economic impact of a lack of childcare during the pandemic. New Orleans added more than 1,000 childcare seats for low-income families after a historic property tax increase. Washington's tax increase added $10 million for childcare and children's mental health to the annual budget.
Markets headed the wrong way this morning. The Dow is now down 172, closing in on 0.5%. The S&P is down 11 and the NASDAQ down 37 this hour.
I guess we have a new crash that's blocking multiple lanes northbound I-15 just past 1600 North in Orem. We'll check that and the rest of your commute just ahead.
Our friends at Utah Community Credit Union have really elevated your banking experience by giving you elevated checking, which has so many great things attached to it.
Elevated checking. I just switched my account over to elevated checking because I wanted to get some of these things. Like, listen, this comes with my checking account. And I can't even remember the last time I wrote a check. But it comes with cell phone protection. So right. Now I have that. I have roadside assistance. I have telehealth. I have 24/7 access to telehealth for zero copay. And I get all kinds of food and fun deals, too.
Yeah. And by the way, elevated checking is free. You may not write checks, but you certainly use your debit or credit card at least 15 times a month, which means you're going to get all of these benefits, including identity monitoring, credit monitoring, even dark web monitoring in an age when we worry so much about it.
I mean, I think it's worth it just for those things alone.
Sure. And there's a 0.25% loan discount on any new a UCCU auto, recreational vehicle, or personal loan, and you can increase your UCCU Visa cashback payback by 10%.
Switch your checking account over to Elevated Checking at UCCU.com or stop by any branch.
You're going to love where you bank.
Don't let this happen to you.
Some people have been stuck for over 20 minutes just trying to get from 4 and 500 South up to the North Temple intersection.
Know before you go.
You're going to see your typical congestion areas on city streets.
Cleanup of a crash continues westbound I-80.
Get traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. It could mean the difference between getting to your destination on time or...
We have you covered.
Mornings and afternoons
on KSL News Radio.
Still emergency traffic, unfortunately, so let's get the latest. Brought to you here by Sinclair's DinoPay app, where you can save up to 20 cents a gallon. Back to you, Andy.
Yeah, it is just a mess out there this morning. We've got I-15 at 33rd South, the right lane blocked on the freeway. Originally, it was three lanes. Now it's just one, but the slowing goes all the way back to 90th South in Sandy. You still got slowdowns between Lehigh and 106th South. And over on Bangor, really backed up through the South Jordan intersection at 98 South. Heather?
I think we've got a crash southbound I-15 just before the I-84 split in Riverdale. I can't see it on the cameras, but traffic is pretty much at a stop, and it's backed up to about 24th Street in Ogden. Once you get past that, you still have some brake lights showing up between Farmington and Centerville from an earlier crash, which is cleared, and the West Side Belt slowing down between 700 North and the I-80 West turnoff to the airport. Eric?
Crash in Utah County. This is a new one blocking multiple lanes. This is just past 1600 North in Orem. They just pushed one of the vehicles over to the right shoulder. Oddly, just ahead of the three cars that seem to be the main components of this crash, you've got another vehicle that's between the main lanes and the HOV lanes just sitting there. And while traffic goes by them on both sides, so please be careful going through there. Redwood Road, very slow now. As you, if you're out in Eagle Mountain or Saratoga Springs, from Lehigh's Main Street all the way up to Bluffdale, you're going to be in slowdown mode there as well. Rekindle adventure in a place everyone connects with nature. Cedar City Bryan Head. Shopping, dining, museums, spring skiing, tubing, hiking, biking, disc golf, and much more. Level up your adventure. Visit cedarcity.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Beautiful day today. A high of 61. A little cooler tomorrow. 54 for a high. Right now, sunshine and 43 downtown.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon.
On KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah candidate for governor Phil Lyman is taking the current lieutenant governor to court. It's a lawsuit over whether Lyman's running mate is eligible to be on the ballot.
KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston begins our team coverage.
State Representative Phil Lyman's running mate, Lane Bangerter, can't become an official candidate because he wasn't living in Utah for the last 5 years. At least, that's the decision from the independent advisor on the 2024 governor's race. But Lyman says on X that's an incorrect reading of the state constitution, because Bangerter has lived in Utah for at least 5 years before in his life. Here's what the state constitution says. Anyone running for lieutenant governor must have, quote, been a resident citizen of the state for 5 years next preceding the election. It's now for a judge to interpret whether those words mean 5 years leading up to the election or 5 years before, period. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Radio's Michael Commit continues our live team coverage with a look at Lane Bangerter's involvement in Idaho politics.
Before he moved back to Utah, Bangerter's Idaho career seemed to peak during 2020, during then-President Donald Trump's re-election campaign. So much so, Bangerter was selected as a state delegate to head to Charlotte for the Republican National Convention that year. He shared his thoughts about the experience with WDBJ7 in Virginia.
It was a lot of fun, but it wasn't the festive type of convention that we normally see. But the optimism and the messaging was there.
Bangerter moved back to Utah in 2021. Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Phil Lyman came away with a big win among the delegates at the state convention, but a new poll shows Governor Spencer Cox still has a lot of support from Republicans throughout the state.
Noble Predictive Insights' latest data shows among Republicans with an opinion, an overwhelming majority support Governor Cox, 81% to 6% for State Representative Phil Lyman, who got overwhelming support from GOP convention goers on Saturday. 600 registered voters in Utah were sampled, including 283 registered Republicans, and even among Trump first Republicans, Cox sees 57% approval. NPI data also shows dissatisfaction with Cox's performance. Even among Democrats, he's only down 2 points. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. Protesters at Columbia University in Manhattan ignored another warning from the school to leave campus overnight, and then they broke into a campus building and are still inside right now. Student Jessica Schwab was watching as it all happened.
The people who were already inside Hamilton Hall decided to smash the windows and then put bike locks like around each door handle, and they also zip tied the door handles.
The protesters are demanding the school divest from any groups that have ties to Israel.
A fire near the Oak Grove campground in the mountains above Leeds in southern Utah has grown to 22 acres. Utah Fire Info says the fire is still 0% contained, but no buildings are threatened. A Type 3 incident team is fighting the fire, and it was believed to have started after an all-terrain vehicle caught fire.
A handful of cities in Utah County are moving towards splitting off from the Alpine School District.
Highland, Cedar Hills, Alpine, Lehigh, Draper, and American Fork are entering an interlocal agreement where they will explore splitting off into their own district. Saratoga Springs, Fairfield, Eagle Mountain, and Cedar Ford have been exploring something similar on their own. Highland City Mayor Kurt Osler says if the school board voted to pursue a split, the final decision would come down to every voter in the school district versus...
If we do an interlocal agreement with the cities, it will be the residents there that will have that opportunity to vote if they would like to do a new district reformation.
The school board is meeting this morning, and they're expected to discuss what they want to do in terms of the district's future. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and boy, that still looks busy, Andy.
It is. In fact, there's very little stretch between basically Orem and Salt Lake that isn't in some kind of a backup. You've got a crash in north end of Orem, south end of Pleasant Grove, backing you to Center Street. You've got delays from Lehigh to Sandy, a crash at 33rd South, backing you all the way to Midvale. South 15 delays coming out of Ogden and again through Centerville. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A home in West Jordan has now been the victim of two fake 911 calls.
Officers got a call Monday afternoon claiming there was an active shooting at a home and multiple people were hurt. 30 police, fire, and medical personnel arrived to find nothing out of the ordinary. The homeowner said they had no knowledge of a 911 call and everything was fine. The same house was involved in a fake 911 call earlier this year. Police are investigating to see if it's the same caller and why they are targeting the house. The caller could face misdemeanor or even felony charges if caught. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
The front office for Utah's new hockey team is busy preparing for the upcoming NHL draft this summer. Team General Manager Bill Armstrong joined the KSL Sports Zone yesterday afternoon.
I think the advantage to the people in Salt Lake is they didn't buy an expansion team where, you know, you got 32, 33-year-old players coming in. You've got 23-year-old players, and they're exciting players to watch. And if we do this process right, we get a chance to be good for about 10 straight years.
Utah's new team was going through a rebuilding process in Arizona, collecting a large number of draft picks.
Hey, Taylor Swift fans, you can keep on cheering for the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs just signed Swift's boyfriend, Travis Kelce, to a two-year contract extension, not because he was Swift's boyfriend, but because he's a pretty darn good football player. That makes him, by the way, the highest paid tight end in the NFL. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes reacted to the news, posting on X, "I'll never let him leave."
Kindergartners will have to be potty trained to enroll in school starting tomorrow. KS on his radio's Heather Peterson explains the new law going into effect.
This isn't just about your occasional accident. The Utah State Board of Education has outlined what it means to be toilet trained, and they say it means the student can communicate with an adult when they need to use the restroom, and they can use it without help. The exception to the new rule is for those with developmental delays who have an IEP or Section 504 plan.
The state school board says this law applies to incoming students, so anyone already in kindergarten this year will not have a problem finishing the year if toilet training is still a struggle.
Here's a real head shaker. A man was jailed by Yellowstone Park Rangers after they say he kicked a bison, and then the bison hit back. That's called instant justice. This happened last week. Rangers say not only did the man have minor injuries, but they also say he was under the influence. What a surprise. The man's friend who was driving when Rangers found them is also being charged with driving under the influence.
Did you see that text we got this morning?
What did he say?
The texter said, sometimes there's a benefit to modifying the shallow end of the gene pool. Kick a one-ton bison?
That's crazy.
Question mark?
You weigh 200, they weigh 2,000.
Right.
Go figure.
Coming up, I-15 northbound is just not a good place to be. From Utah into Salt Lake County, we'll check it. Traffic and weather together coming up next.
Join your friends who rely on KSL each morning for the fastest routes to work and school.
I am listening for the traffic.
I'll always know if somebody's going to be late to work.
That's often what's on when I'm driving.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines on KSL News Radio.
Say goodbye to morning traffic.
Good morning.
And hello to Rome, Barcelona, and Santorini. When you sail Europe with Norwegian Cruise Line, you wake up to a new city nearly every day. And we make it easy to get there with free airfare for second guest. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line. Ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
You're the turf whisperer, the grass cutting guru. Dandelions don't stand a chance on your watch. When it comes to your lawn, power moves are the only moves you make. That's why you just applied IFA's Weed and Feed for strong, dark green turf without a weed in sight. IFA's Weed and Feed. It's the ultimate lawn owner power move.
Introducing Peach Doors and Windows. Are you ready to upgrade your home with stunning new windows but are overwhelmed with how to begin? Look no further than Peach Windows. You know at Peach, they are all about giving you options. Peach offers a wide selection of wood windows, sleek modern black metal frames, European tilt and turn windows, plus much, much more. It's not just about looks, it's about durability and security to protect what matters most. Let them help you find the perfect match for your home, budget, and personal style. Visit their showroom and see for yourself. No pushy sales tactics, only guidance from their experienced staff. No inflated markups, just to offer so-called discounts. See their five-star reviews where customers rate them on their attention to detail through every step of the sale and installation process. Amazing home transformations begin with windows and doors. Serving Logan to St. George, just Google Peach Building to see for yourself.
8:39, traffic and weather together. It's emergency traffic. Let's get right to it. Brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, right now we've got delays that basically go from Lehigh all the way to South Salt Lake. They've basically joined together. Now there was a gap in Midvale earlier between the slowing from coming over Point of the Mountain and the slowing because of the crash blocking the right lane at 33rd South. But now it's all just basically one slowdown between SR 92 and 3300 South. Heather?
Traffic is pretty much a crawl. Southbound I-15 from 24th Street in Ogden down to the I-84 interchange near Riverdale. This is due to a crash blocking the left lane and shoulder in a construction zone. So it's really adding to your problems. Still slightly under the speed limit between Farmington and Centerville, but speeds there are quickly returning to normal. And still a few brake lights as well on the west side belt approaching I-80 to the airport. Eric?
The delays in Utah County are starting to get longer for the crash that you have just past 1600 North in Orem. The delays now stretch almost all the way back to University Parkway. The crash site itself had vehicles over on the right and the left, and so things are really slow getting back to normal there. It may be a while. Redwood Road, very slow as well if you're heading from Lehigh's Main Street up past 2100 North. Past Camp Williams to the Port of Rockwell turnoff. Mountain View Corridor also slow if you're trying to get out of Utah County that way. UDOT construction alert. Plan for delays on Bangor Highway this weekend as the bridge over State Route 201 will be closed for maintenance. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Just a touch below the normal today with a high of 61, mostly sunny skies. Overnight 42, and we do have a cool front moving into northern Utah in the overnight hours. That'll lead to partly cloudy skies tomorrow with a high of 54, but some showers possible along the Idaho border. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Fair skies downtown, 45 degrees.
We'll go back up to the campus of the University of Utah and talk with our reporter, Adam Small, who's been reporting on the protests that happened there last night. We'll talk to Adam in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us and remember to always look for us streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. This hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you by our friends at Cypress Credit Union. I think Amanda Morton's back with us this morning. Amanda, hi there.
Hello, good morning.
So good to hear your voice, and it was wonderful to meet our teacher a few minutes ago. I wanted to ask you, Amanda, because I think today is the last day, right, that students can apply for those Cypress College scholarships?
Yes, today is the last day. So we're giving away 10 $2,000 college scholarships. But the amazing thing about our program is it's for any Utah accredited college or university or trade school. So it doesn't have to just be a traditional college-bound student. It can be trade school too.
Yeah, and we're thrilled to hear that because one of the stories we did this morning is the fact that Gen Zers more and more are leaning toward trade schools, yeah. My grandson included. So that's fantastic.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and to kind of go along with that, you know, this idea that people are leaning more towards trade schools, we also thought, why would we do this kind of standard scholarship application where they have to write an essay and you know, just the standard of what it always has been. So instead, our application process is a lot more fun. Students actually are going to watch our animated video series about financial literacy, and then they're going to build with through a worksheet their plan for their first year of how they're going to be financially successful, and then make a short video just telling us what they learned and how they plan to execute it over their first year of school.
How do they apply?
They go to cypresscu.com/schools and then just click on college scholarships.
Oh, that's great.
We're always impressed with how concerned you are and all the things you're doing to make sure that our kids are financially literate when they leave high school.
Yes, it's so important to us, right? You said you have a grandson who's about to go out on their own, and we all know that they have a lot of ideas, and we want to make sure, though, that they're getting the right ideas, that they're getting the right information, not just maybe what was Googled or what was shared by a friend to them.
When we talk next time, Amanda, can I ask you about this private student loan program that you have at Cypress Credit Union? I know you tell everybody, do FAFSA first, for sure, but if you still need help,
yes.
Can we talk about that next time?
I would love to. Absolutely.
All right, let's do that. And if you missed it earlier, Debbie Stevens of Riverdale Elementary was this month's teacher winner. And if you want to nominate a teacher, just go to KSLNewsRadio.com/teacher.
Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Healthcare with human kindness is here. Hello, human kindness.
KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
May 1st marks the beginning of Utah's new potty training requirement for incoming kindergartners. It means kids will have to be able to use the bathroom by themselves starting next school year. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson.
Second, 17 protesters were arrested at the University of Utah overnight as police removed them from campus for trying to set up an encampment.
Third, it's a check of traffic and weather together.
Delays continue to be a problem, leaving Orem up into Pleasant Grove because of a crash. Slowdowns from Point of the Mountain all the way to South Salt Lake because of a crash. And lane restrictions have I-15 at a crawl and a crash now in the middle of all of that between Ogden and Riverdale. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly sunny with highs in the low 60s today. How about 50s tomorrow? I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 45 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
Let's get a look at our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The judge overseeing former President Trump's criminal hush money trial has held him in contempt. Judge Juan Merchan fined him $9,000 for violating the gag order. ABC's John Santucci says
the reality is that Donald Trump for years has been told by advisors since he became a political candidate in 2015, rein it in, don't post this, don't do that. He never listened to anybody because, quite frankly, there were no consequences.
As the trial continues, prosecutors began the day with testimony from the banker for Trump's one-time fixer, Michael Cohen. House Democratic leaders just announced in a statement that if a motion to vacate the seat of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson's brought to the floor, they will vote to table the effort, a significant development. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations have intensified at some college campuses, and four law enforcement officers were killed in Charlotte, North Carolina, while attempting to serve a warrant on Monday. This is ABC News.
Let's go in depth now. As we've been reporting, the college campus protest over the war between Israel and Hamas reached the University of Utah last night.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small joins us live from President's Circle, where protests were camping out just a few hours ago. But is it quiet there now, Adam?
Yeah, Amanda, if you did not see this on the news or you were not here actually seeing this with your own eyes last night, you would not have known anything happened. You've got gardeners out mowing the lawns, edging the grass around the trees, students walking to class, traffic going through. I mean, compared to what we saw in those videos last night, I mean, it's pretty amazing to see how quickly this all cleared out.
The student group behind the protest said they may not be done. Have you seen any signs of it reforming at all?
In terms of people out here this morning, no, but I have been looking on that group's Instagram reels this morning. It looks like this group has actually organized other rallies before. It looks like earlier this month they had a rally against transphobia. They've also organized some other pro-Palestinian movements as well, other organized events. But in terms of what I'm seeing out here this morning, no, it just looks like an average Tuesday here at the University of Utah.
What, have you had a chance to talk to any of the students about how they feel about the protesters being arrested?
Well, I haven't reached anyone yet. I mean, people kind of just moving on throughout their day. I mean, I was following the developments again on that group's Instagram page, and I know that they were out at the county jail until very early this morning. I did see that five of them were released from jail. But, I mean, it will be interesting to see how they respond. And, I mean, it looks like, based on what I've seen, the group has organized multiple events in support of Palestine as the Israel-Hamas war moves on. And I would not be surprised to potentially see something again. Obviously, this conflict is an ongoing thing. We're seeing this ramp up around the country. But in terms of today, at least, I can say it looks normal and quiet.
Yeah, that is a little bit of new information. We knew 17 were arrested. You've now said 5 have been released. I wonder if that means that the other 12 have, other charges against them, maybe resisting arrest or something. But I guess we have no knowledge of that either.
Yeah, that's something we're still looking into right now. Like I said, in just the last few minutes, that's just what I saw in this group. It's a Mecca to U of U's Instagram page. So they were out there late last night at the county jail, and they said that they let 5 of the people arrested walk out. But, I mean, I assume there are going to be some potential charges against some of the protesters. Again, the video just showed absolute madness. It's kind of hard to speculate what that they could be facing. I know that, I mean, if there was anything I could say, maybe potentially at least trespassing because they were asked to leave. But it will be something we're going to continue to follow for you here on KSL.
Appreciate your reports. Adam, KSL News Radio's Adam Small with us from the campus of the University of Utah on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
It's 8:49. Still emergency traffic brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. The UDOT camera we've had in South Salt Lake, Andy, looks like, and you've been reporting this, that they're still trying to clean up something that got spilled on the road there.
Yeah, it's in the right lane, what's left of it now at 3300 South, but this has caused a delay that's joined with other delays. And basically, if you're leaving Utah County right at Point of the Mountain, you'll get into some brake lights, and then they won't end until you get all the way up into South Salt Lake, unfortunately. If you live in the Salt Lake Valley, a lot of people are taking Redwood Road on the west side and Bangor and Mountain View as alternates to get up closer to downtown before they start to head east. Heather?
And we've got a couple of crashes southbound I-15 in Weber County. The first one was at the exit to 31st Street in Ogden. It was two semis. Now, they just barely pulled away 30 seconds ago, but your delays go back to 21st Street in Ogden, and they continue all the way to the I-84 interchange due to a different crash that's blocking the left lane and shoulder right underneath I-84. Now, after that, you've got good speeds into Salt Lake City. Eric?
We still got cars off on the right if you're just entering south, northbound I-15 at 1600 North in Utah County. In that, that's in Orem. And several cars over on the right, but the damage is done when it was blocking off several lanes. You've got backups almost all the way to University Parkway in Orem. Once you get past the crash site, everything looks good at that point in Utah County until you get to SR-92. That's Timpanogos Highway. Still got plenty of slowing on Mount View Corridor and Redwood Road heading north up to 2100 North. Use the code LOCALVIP for early access to performances like the music of Whitney Houston and Hamilton's Leslie Odom Jr. at Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival. Eric Butler on the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast. We are down today, down to 61. Mostly sunny skies, a little bit on the cool side. Cold front overnight tonight into tomorrow morning will leave us partly cloudy with a high of only 54 tomorrow and a little bit breezy. Mostly cloudy with a p.m. shower possible Thursday, 59, up to 61, but showers now looking likely Friday morning. Partly cloudy, 74 Saturday, nice on Sunday, but mostly cloudy, 72. We'll then go for showers on Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, sunny and 46 degrees, and the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. Interest rates are not the only thing that has evolved in the mortgage industry. The way loan programs are priced has also undergone some changes. These days, sometimes FHA loans work out better, even factoring in mortgage insurance. This is because loans have what are called loan level pricing adjustments, and they are usually much higher on conventional loans. These fees are more prominent with cash out refinances, low down payment purchases, and lower credit score scenarios. These extra costs end up pushing interest rates higher, and this is why a rate quote without context is usually inaccurate. It can be confusing, but we can help you sort through the numbers to see which option fits your situation. Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com, NMLS 289115.
Get Mr. Max Performance Missionary Package. Includes one performance suit, four and collar stretch shirts, three ties, one mission belt, one pair of Echo or Johnston & Murphy shoes. Just $595.
This is Lisa Nichols from Intermountain Health with Your Life, Your Health. Losing weight is one of the most popular resolutions people set for themselves each year, but may find challenging. The recent popularity of prescription weight loss drugs could change that, but healthcare experts say it isn't a cure-all solution and needs to be monitored closely. Doctors at Intermountain Health's Lifestyle Medicine and Wellness Centers say patients who want to use prescription weight loss drugs as an option should first visit a healthcare provider to see if it's the right choice. It's recommended to those who are wanting to focus on weight loss to get their annual physical exam because they provide baseline measurements for several health factors and can determine the best options moving forward. The baseline data may also determine whether insurance will cover the drug. These weight loss drugs can be expensive for those paying out of pocket, and some insurers require a diagnosis of diabetes or prediabetes to qualify for coverage. If a patient does start taking a weight loss drug, they will still need to focus on nutrition and physical activity for overall health improvements. Like any medication, there can be side effects. When taking medication, it's important to take only the amount prescribed and regularly check in with a primary care physician to make sure it's working properly. There are so many sources of information on this topic, and primary care physicians can help decide what's right for certain people depending on their situation. I'm Lisa Nichols with Intermountain Health on KSL News Radio.
The pro-Palestinian protests that you've been seeing happen across the country, happening here on Utah campuses. I'm looking at video right now out of the University of Utah that has police in riot gear hauling off and arresting students.
He's breathing.
Yeah, so do you.
The latest today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Medical giant Philips is paying $1.1 billion in personal injury claims tied to their recalled sleep apnea devices. They've not admitted any fault or wrongdoing. Shares immediately went up after the announcement.
Watch your charcuterie. That's just funny to say. I think my mom called this antipasta. Over 80,000 pounds of prosciutto are being recalled for not being inspected properly. If you bought ready-to-eat Stockmeyer prosciutto, check the FDA's website.
All right, let's take a look at how the markets are doing right now. We've been in the red all morning, and we're still there. The Dow off 130. That's about 0.3%. The S&P down 14. The NASDAQ in the red by 58.
Are we still having problems northbound on I-15 from Utah County? We'll check it next on KSL.
This hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you by our friends at Cypress Credit Union. Let me just give you this website real quick. CypressCU.com/schools. And Amanda Morton, they're going to find all kinds of resources there.
They are. Our teachers are going to find a bountiful amount of resources. And then our students right now can apply for that college scholarship that, again, today's the last day to do it.
Plus, in addition, if students need more help, you know, let's say their school doesn't take FAFSA or they need additional assistance, tell them about your private student loan program.
Yes. So really quick, before I tell you about that, I want to emphasize this, that this the Social Security Administration has shared that if someone has a college degree or an advanced certificate of some kind, they will earn between $600,000 and $900,000 more over the lifetime of their income than if they don't, right? That's a huge sum of money. And so when students, put off going to school, whether it's for a trade or a college degree, because of the ability to pay at the moment, it can actually hinder their ability to make more money down the road.
Yeah.
So first, yeah, absolutely. We recommend fill out that FAFSA first, see what sort of government qualifications that you might receive. But if you do need a private student loan, then Cypress does have them available to you. They're at a very competitive rate. And we understand that students can't make large payments while they're in school, most likely. And so our payments are as low as $25 a month.
We know, too, that you put your money where your mouth is when it comes to financial literacy. And I always want to make sure we mention that financial simulator software you've got.
Yes. Yeah. So we are just wrapping up for this year. That financial simulation, student financial literacy, is in all the classrooms here in Utah, all the high school financial literacy classrooms. And the really fun thing is that here, as these students are wrapping up the year, anyone who's completed that program is actually eligible to get a $100 certificate of deposit from Cypress Credit Union. So all the financial literacy teachers know about it, and they will reach out to us in order to get it out to all those students. But we just want to tell them congratulations on making it through the simulation, and we hope that they can put the use of this certificate into practice.
Amanda Morton from Cypress Credit Union, we sure appreciate you. Find out more at cypresscu.com/schools.
Attention pet parents. Tired of being a doorman to your furry friends? Say hello to Utah's own Pet Door Products. Your ticket to convenience and freedom. Visit PetDoorProducts.com. That's PetDoorProducts.com.
At KSL News Radio, we have a 30-year legacy of honoring Utah teachers, but we can't do it without your help. Please tell us about an important teacher in your life on the KSL Teacher Tribute Wall, presented by Cypress Credit Union. Each month, one lucky teacher wins a $500 gift card from Cypress Credit Union, a $250 gift card to Harmon's, plus season tickets to Hale Center Theater. Say thanks to your teacher today at kslnewsradio.com/teacher from Cypress Credit Union and KSL News Radio.
Emergency traffic and weather brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Right now, I-15 slowdowns continue to be an issue from Lehigh all the way to South Salt Lake, where a crash is on the right shoulder, still being cleaned up. There's one at the bottom of the 33rd South exit ramp off I-15, and we've got one at 114th South, 1300 West, causing a lot of eastbound delay. Heather?
We also have a crash in West Valley City. It's southbound Redwood Road at 3500 South. Looks like most of the southbound and westbound lanes are blocked and a ton of debris scattered over the lanes. Also, we still have slowdown southbound I-15 coming out of Weber's County. That is from 21st Street in Ogden down into Riverdale due to an earlier crash that just cleared. Eric?
All of northbound I-15 in Orem is slow. Now from University Parkway up to a crash just past 1600 North. The Salt Lake Home Expo this weekend at the Mountain America Expo Center. Meet with local contractors, save time and money on home projects, free admission and parking. See you there. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Beautiful day out there. 61 eventually this afternoon, and right now 46 degrees.
More on the protests at the campus of the University of Utah and the way police responded to them. Coming up next with David Dujanovic.
911, emergency.
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.